You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Summer hack time, here we go. So, everybody's come out with their head coaching rankings, and I was going to do my QB tiers. Today's my last day before I get my vasectomy tomorrow. So I decided that instead of doing my QB tiers, which I can do anytime, and I got to do quickly, though, because we're getting close to the point where I don't think you're going to care, Tone. I don't know if anybody cares regardless. I'm going to do the top. I have my head coaching rankings for 2025, and it happens to be the top 25 because I put Mike Vrabel and Pete Carroll ineligible because they're just returning to the flock of coaches. Okay. Next year, they will be eligible for my list if I remember to do it. There are five rookie coaches: Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn, Kellen Moore, Brian Schottenheimer, Liam Cohen. I put those guys just down as you can't be in this either because they're rookie head coaches. Now, I could try to rank for you off the top of my head the guys who I think are going to be most successful to least successful. I think that, oddly enough, I think Brian Schottenheimer is going to be the second most. No, I think he's going to be the most successful to start, because he's got the best team to start. The Bears haven't proven it yet. I'll say Ben Johnson. Then I will say Liam Cohen. Then I will say Aaron Glenn coaches the Jets. So I'm going to say Kellen Moore, and then I'm going to say Aaron Glenn. All right? But I have the top 25 head coaches. Before I get rolling on this, where do you think I put Kevin Stefanski? Mitch, hopefully he's listening. I might get the Mitch on this too. Lima, yeah, where do you think I put him?
The list we had the other day had him at 13.
That was the CBS. Oh, yeah. 32.
Yes. That was the CBS. PFF had him number 10.
And that was of 25.
And Tyler Dunn, golongtd.com, he put him at,
I'm guessing,
top five. So I'm guessing five. Yeah.
He wouldn't have said, if he said top four.
Where do you think I got him?
So I'm guessing 12?
All right. Good guess. Owen?
I was going to say you should put him at 12.
Okay.
But I think you put him at like 8.
Okay. Mitch?
I'm going to say 11.
Okay. You have some like NFL music. I don't mean to call this one off the fly. But we'll go. You want me to go from the lowest rank to the highest rank?
Well, you know what? Let's do this. Give me your top 3, and then you can work backwards. Because okay. I am curious at the order.
Number 1, Andy Reid. Number 2, Sean McVay. Number 3, Dan Campbell. Those are my top 3.
Wow.
All hey. Right. Working back now, this starts from the bottom, working my way back up. Number 25, Brian Callahan. 24, Raheem Morris. 23, Shane Steichen, Indianapolis Colts. Number 22, Zach Taylor, Cincinnati Bengals. got to kiss Joe Burrow's bare ass every day that he gets to coach him.
So no credit.
Every single day.
So basically he gets no credit for the Super Bowl.
That much credit. You see that Hall of Famer, Dave Lapham, Ring of Honor guy, Dave Lapham.
Are you surprised then that Joe Burrow hasn't, I mean, if Joe Burrow wanted him gone, he'd be gone,
yeah,
right?
But he doesn't want him gone.
So why do you think that is?
I don't know. Maybe the same reason he didn't want Ed Orgeron gone. Brian Daboll, number 21, New York Giants. Mike McDonald, number 20, Seahawks. Number 19, Dave Canales. Number 18, Mike McDaniel. Do I have to say all the coaches where they play? Because some of you, Dave Canales is the...
some of these you have to.
You have to say it for me for that one.
Panthers. Number 18, Mike McDaniel, Dolphins. Number 17, Jonathan Gannon, Cardinals. Number 16, Todd Bowles.
By the way, CBS had Gannon 25th.
Buccaneers. Number 15, Kevin Stefanski, Cleveland Browns.
Wow, okay, 15. I thought you'd have him a little higher.
Well, let's hear who else you have here.
Funny you should ask that. Number 14, Mike Tomlin, Pittsburgh Steelers. Number 13, Dan Quinn, Washington Commanders. Number 12, Sean Payton, Denver Broncos. Number 11, Matt LaFleur, Green Bay Packers. Number 10, Jim Harbaugh, Los Angeles Superchargers. Number 9, Kyle Shanahan, 49ers. Number 8, Nick Sirianni, Eagles. Number 7, D'Amico Ryans, Houston Texans. I think he's vastly underrated by these
more
other
more respect
lists.
From Ken Carmen than from some of these other sites.
Yeah, he's to me, he's a top five, he's a top 10 coach. He's obviously not top 5 because I wouldn't have him top 5. He's number 7. Number 6, it's going to be another one that kind of gets some eyeballs here, but I love this guy. I think he's really, really good. Kevin O'Connell, Minnesota Vikings. Number 5, Sean McDermott. Number 4, John Harbaugh. And then I gave you number 3, Dan Campbell. Number 2, Sean McVay. Number 1, Andy Reid. I didn't try to zig when everybody else zagged. Yeah. I tried to be as fair as possible. I did 3 drafts of this thing. The highest I had, Kevin, I waffled between him and Mike Tomlin. I went, man, he just went 3-14. I can't put him ahead of Mike Tomlin. I'm sorry, guys. He's got to go behind Mike Tomlin. He's number 15.
I would put one that I probably disagree with you on is Matt LaFleur, who has a great record.
Ooh,
I
mean, he's number 11.
He's 67-33, but I don't have him ahead of Tomlin. Because
really?
I just think, especially in these last however many years, I mean, he has had elite quarterback play. And with Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. Remember, he had those, you could have made an argument for MVP each of those years for Aaron Rodgers. But his teams with great regular seasons, they had some bad playoff losses.
He did.
And I just think Tomlin's had terrible quarterback play and still has his team around 500 every year, above 500 every
year.
You
got a problem with Sirianni? Number 8 ahead of Kyle Shanahan?
No, I mean, at this point, how can I say? It's all the same thing with Jalen Hurts. How can I rip those guys or say they're overrated when the proof is in the pudding at some point, right? I can't just say they're so loaded. They're so unbelievably loaded that anybody could win with these. No, I got to give them some credit for what they've accomplished.
I got to give the reason I put D'Amico Ryan so high is that I think, you know, they got to make the right draft picks, and Nick Caserio made the right draft picks, but I still think that that's a franchise that's always like right on the cusp of starting to suck up the room again. They have not been a good franchise for the most part. They've had a good coach before that's kind of kept them afloat. But they have been struggling, to say the least, in certain cases. And I thought, man, you have to have a very smart, very strong-willed guy to make everybody, with a rookie quarterback who, remember, when he was coming out in the draft, now there were people in Ohio who would not believe this, but I remember, Lima, you and I, when it comes to our friends who are out-of-state people, like out-of-state media, like, man, you guys like the C.J. Stroud guy. Like, he can't do this, he can't do that, he can't be Michigan, this, that, and the other. And it was like, nah, man, I'm telling you, this guy's got it. He's got to be put in the right situation. And he's put in the right situation with D'Amico Ryan. So I got to give the guy a lot of credit there. I don't care what division he plays in. I look differently on that. I think they're all NFL teams. They can all be difficult. I put him at number 7. I put LaFleur at number 11. That's interesting. I put Sean Payton ahead, obviously. But I put Kevin. I'm like, Kevin's a good coach. I do think he's a good coach. I think that I wish... God, do I wish last year had not had happened, or I probably would have him higher. But I'm going, okay, I have him 15, which is weird because I have him right ahead of the Buccaneers head coach, and we can get into a whole Freudian argument about that if we really want to. And then the rest of the guys, like, I think Jonathan Gannon is on his way up. I think Mike McDaniel's on his way out. I don't know very much about Mike McDonald other than I was disappointed because he's a defensive guy. His offense was a struggle last year. He got rid of his guys. Brian Daboll, I don't think Brian Daboll. I see there's a piling on of Brian Daboll, and I would love that, but I don't think he's as bad as it is because I don't feel very strongly about Daniel Jones whatsoever if you listen to this show. Zach Taylor, I said what I said about Zach Taylor. And the other guys there, like Brian Callahan looks like he's in over his head. We'll see what happens with Cam Ward this year, but Callahan looks like he's in over his head. That's really, I think Bill Callahan, I think it helped that there were guys going away, but I think Bill Callahan kind of looked, who's a guy who's been all over football for 40, 50 years now and could see a situation that was not very good and wanted to help his son. I could see why he did that. And the Raheem Morris thing, I mean, you can't ignore the second half of the season with the Atlanta Falcons. And in so many ways, I think he made Arthur Smith look a lot better with the Atlanta Falcons during his tenure in the second half of the season with the Atlanta Falcons with Raheem Morris. Now, I think that if you were to put Mike Vrabel and Pete Carroll in here, these guys are new hires. Maybe you would put Pete behind or ahead? I know. Would you put Pete ahead or behind of Kevin Stefanski at 15?
I probably
still put Pete ahead.
Really? Even, I would maybe put him behind.
Yeah. You know, the Vrabel thing.
Vrabel's interesting.
And if you polled our audience, like who they'd rather have, Stefanski or Vrabel?
I mean, that's fish in a barrel.
Vrabel's going to win for a ton of reasons, even though, boy, nationally, a lot of people ding Vrabel for those final years. I do not in Tennessee. I do not at all. I mean, he was at war with his GM. Yeah. The team had just the all-time rash of injuries.
That's why I kind of wanted to leave Brian Callahan out of it. I mean, this is a big NFL conversation you and I are having, but I think that what the Titans are doing with Amy Strunk Adams, I really think they're doing what the Haslams did at the very beginning of their tenure, where you kind of go from, okay, we have this guy. Okay, we got to get rid of this guy. We'll bring in this guy who was right behind him. Okay, we got to get rid of this guy. We'll bring in this guy who was right behind him. Like, you keep going from lily pad to lily pad within your own organization. You bring in Brian Callahan. I think Brian Callahan's probably coaching with one hand tied behind his back. We'll see what he does with Cam Ward there. We'll see. I hope that Cam Ward's able to rise that tide there. But I agreed with you about the final years of Vrabel. So if I were to put Vrabel in here, okay, I probably bump Kevin down to 16. And Vrabel fits in somewhere else. I would probably put Pete behind Kevin.
By the way, just going back to, you had Andy Reid number one.
And yeah.
I know it's an impossible exercise.
I have an answer to this. I think I know where you're going.
Yeah. What would we do with so many of these coaches if they got Patrick Mahomes?
I think that I think they would be higher on their list, obviously. But I see what Kansas City's able to do where you're in the same conference as Lamar. Burrow, I'm not really sure where to go on him right now because of the injuries, okay? I know that there's talent there. I know there's leadership there, but you got to be on the field. And he's missed some time now. People don't want to realize this. He's on the verge of becoming Greg Cook down there. He's in the same conference as Josh Allen, in the same conference as Lamar Jackson. This is a team that's going through a lot of changeover in their roster. As Owen can say to it better than I can, and I'll always relent to Owen on the Kansas City Chiefs, obviously. And to keep them at that level, I know they got blown out by Philadelphia. And I think because they got blown out by Philadelphia, I think it shows you what he's working with Kansas City, where you have a complete team in Philadelphia, dudes. I mean, you have a team that has monsters on their defense. I mean, they run light box constantly in Philadelphia. Because you have Jalen Carter and because you have Jordan Davis and you got these guys that are monsters there that can deal with double teams, you can do that. And Kansas City doesn't have the horses yet to battle that. That's why I put Sean McDermott higher. I mean, everybody wanted to call him every name in the book when they blew out Ken Dorsey halfway through the year a couple years ago and said that Sean McDermott's this, he's bad, he's ugly, he says bad things. And I'm not going to say for any of the comparisons that he made because that was wild and I'm not going to condone that. But when you have a team that is definitely going through roster changeover, that you're able to play well, I got to give Josh Allen a lot of credit, and I do, but I also got to give the head coach a lot of credit too. And so Sean McDermott is definitely higher than where I think a lot of people have him. So if there's any controversy there on this list, I think maybe some people might be disappointed that I didn't put Kevin really low or really high because it causes maybe more of a discussion. I think Kevin is right there in the meaty middle right now. And I think that I'm just trying to be as fair as I possibly can at number 15. Because I think you guys were a little bit disappointed that I had him at 15. I think you guys wanted me to either put him really, really high or really, really low so you could sink your teeth into something. And I'm only being fair. I did have somebody says, Shador and Denzel Enjoyer, Warden season. If someone says top 15, they're lying. He just had one of the worst seasons known to mankind. I mean, I got people coming in saying that they're upset that he's even ranked 15th.
Well, what would that person have said about the year prior when they had all the injuries and had a bunch of guys that didn't even join them in training camp, help them on their way? Wasn't that kind of a masterful coaching job?
I would think so, yeah. Twitter reaction is brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I mean, I looked at Andy Reid. I make this argument for Andy Reid being number one because of what I said in the last segment, and Owen did not necessarily disagree with that. I think the Super Bowl exposed to everybody nothing about Mahomes's legend or Reed's legend or anything. I think it exposed just how many late first round picks the Kansas City Chiefs have had, how many guys they've had to change their roster over, and how tough it is for them to get back to the Super Bowl every year.
They started a guard at left tackle for the whole second half.
Yes! And you're playing against a team again. They got two monsters there. Right there in the middle of the defensive line. It's like, dude, you can double team those guys. They are going to be throwing guys out of the club being double teamed there. Philadelphia is a complete football team, and Nick Sirianni does a good job. That's why I put him number 8 overall.
Well, I'll tell you this. When it comes to this season, considering the, to me, baffling decision to have these four quarterbacks.
Yeah.
If he gets through this and they somehow don't tank the first six games of this brutal schedule, and they figure out a way where either one quarterback emerges or maybe the first one doesn't materialize, and then he has to figure out, all right, who is going to be the guy the rest of the year? And they end up with a halfway decent record or somehow hover around 500. I mean, that will be just an incredible coaching job. Especially without, remember, Nick Chubb is gone, the stuff with Judkins, and then, not to mention, JOK is not there.
Yes.
If they're winning games, considering all of that, with all the holes all of a sudden we think they might have on the roster.
I think there's some residual there that comes back from 23, like you said, where it's like, hey, you did a job of keeping this team afloat and getting them to the playoffs as a head coach, considering the changes that they had to make at the quarterback position. You had that one great performance by Deshaun Watson, and then I remember Andy comes running here, shows me his phone from the Browns and how he's going on IR, and it was like the wind was taken out of our sails. They still ended up making the playoffs, and that's why Kevin won Coach of the Year that year. Now, Kevin doesn't deserve to be a top 10 coach, obviously, after coming off of 3-14, my God. And I can give you I don't think that they were putting their best foot forward in the final month of the season. So I think that would be a very upsetting thing for me. And to me, it was hard not to knock him for that. It was hard not to put him at 20 for that. But I still go to the residuals of what they can be. I don't think they're going to be as bad as what some people think they are. I just don't think they're going to be that great this year. And can a good coach, who's number 15, get them to not that great this year and maybe get them to a position where they could be great in the future again? Maybe they can, because they seem to have zero pressure on Kevin Stefanski going into the season, which I think to a lot of fans out there is ridiculous because we have long memories. But again, you can't just bring into a season with a head coach that you intend on firing halfway through the year. If you were intending on firing him or thought you could fire him halfway through the year, you just let him go in February and you move on with your football career. Or you move on with your football team. 216-474-0092. You mentioned that four-horse quarterback race. You know who Albert Breer thinks is the most talented quarterback on your roster? Want to take a guess?
Joe Flacco.
Let's see what Albert Breer told the guys in the afternoon yesterday.
I think the weird thing about it is, guys, is like despite everything, he's still the most talented quarterback on the roster. And like as much as you invested in him and as much as you still have to invest in him going forward based on the guarantees of the contract. Selling on him now, getting rid of him now, just bailing on him now would be selling really low. So,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Like, even if there's like a 1% chance that the old Deshaun Watson is going to reemerge at some point, you've already been through an entire offseason with him. Like, I don't know. Like, I just sort of feel like, you know, it makes sense to stash him, you know, and see what happens.
That's Albert Breer with the guys on the afternoon, 92.3 The Fan, 92.3TheFan.com is where you can hear. And we'll play a little bit more of that coming up here in moments. Mitch texted us that. Who texted us that yesterday? Was it Mitch? He texted us that yesterday, and I go, is Breer drunk on the air? People have accused us of being drunk on the air. I go, did Breer have a couple of drinks before he went on the air and said that? I go, wait a minute. Hold on. He said talent. Talent is the word he used. Not most ready. Not clearest in the head. Because I thought at times last year before the injury, he's definitely seeing ghosts. He's running himself into problems. He's running himself into sacks. He doesn't have a grip on the offense. Whatever offense that they're trying to run, he's in a bad place. He said talent. Is Deshaun Watson still the most talented quarterback on the roster?
Regretfully, I have to say yes.
Regretfully, I have to agree.
I think it kind of says more about
where we're
your
at.
Choices, yes. Unfortunately.
Yes.
Now, hey, that doesn't mean that man, Dillon Gabriel, might be someone who we've underestimated, okay? We've seen stories of that. I mean, Brock Purdy. If we're talking talent, who would have had Brock Purdy in a situation where he could just cash in with a, how much did he make? Was it $50 million a year or whatever it was?
Yeah, he made a lot of money.
Like, obviously, I never thought Brock Purdy had that kind of talent. So guys can surprise you.
Yeah, his family at the bar in Ames, Iowa knew the same thing.
I mean, you saw that game too. Yeah, we were at. You did not look that talented in that game.
Yeah, I just wasn't the one shooting my mouth off at the bar after the game, but that's just you. That's not me.
It's a small town. I can't account for the three bars they have in town.
That was really
and
weird.
And whether the family's going to be there.
In Lima's defense, I can't believe the family of Brock Purdy was sitting right behind us at a hotel bar.
I would like for you from now on, the next time you're in Ames and you go to a bar, ask around, ask everyone. Are you related to the quarterback of the Iowa State Cyclones?
We were already with somebody that was related to the head coach, so I knew I was going to blast the coach.
Anthony Becht is like 6'6". I think he tends to stand out, so I don't think you're going to make that mistake again. Go ahead with what you were saying.
All right, so let's go through the guys. Obviously, Joe Flacco was talented enough to go first round and win a Super Bowl and all those, but so many years ago. Funny thing is, Joe Flacco's arm looks identical to what it was back then. So that's why I asked, was it Joe Flacco that he said? Then next is someone who was a first-round pick but went, 22nd overall? Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, 20th.
I haven't seen a ton of talent there with Kenny Pickett.
Mike Martz said he's a diamond in the rough. More on that coming up later.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, I'll hear that.
Diamond in the rough.
Then Shador. Okay, Shador is vexing because me and you were talking about taking him number 2 overall. And then right after the combine, people are like, are you nuts?
Ultimate he is
not
card.
He is not going in the first round. He's not going in the first two. He may be a third day guy. And then he slipped all the way to where he was. And then Dylan Gabriel, who was a third round guy?
Yep.
That people told us was the most overdrafted quarterback in years.
Yeah.
So talent wise, I can understand why, despite everything we've seen in a Browns uniform, which looks like one of the worst quarterbacks in recent NFL history, that Deshaun Watson, because still in Albert Breer's mind is, all right, Deshaun Watson, I remember that guy from his sterling college performances to how incredible he was in Houston, to where I'm sure Albert Breer agreed with me that that's top 5 quarterback. So a guy that was a top 5 quarterback, you're not just in your mind going to be able to delete all of that, erase it from your memory, and the stuff we've seen with him when he's been injured and mentally completely out of it with the Browns.
If you're talking talent, I can't disagree with you whatsoever, because it's talent. Now, Joe Flacco, I think you add his age in there, and that's when you bring up the talent. You go 40 years old, there's differences there. Again, Kenny Pickett, I know, I'm sure there's guys, he was drafted in the first round. I'm sure there were other guys who liked Kenny Pickett, fair enough. And when it comes to Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, I think you're right. I don't think I need to add anything more because you just said it. I think it's what makes Shador Sanders so much fun to talk about is that you went from number 2 overall to the 5th round. It wasn't number 2 overall to late first round or even day 2. It was day 3, and you had already drafted a quarterback before. So I think that when it comes to talent, you have to question how much talent does he really have. What has he had to deal with? Okay, that's added into it, but I'm not talking about adversity. We're talking about talent. Talent has to play out in there. Talent to be able to read all these things. Now, if Deshaun Watson is still your most talented quarterback, I think a lot of people would say that's a problem. I think the Browns are probably telling you that in so many ways because you have 2 first-round picks next year. So we have to couch all these opinions on all these quarterbacks going, they have 2 first-round picks next year. Why do they have them? Why did they make that trade? You guys all know the answer. So, yeah, it would go to say, as don't shoot the messenger here, because when Breer first said it, I needed the context. I'm going, Judas Priest, was he just not paying attention? Did he just wake up? Had he had a couple? I don't know. But if you put it in that context, yeah, he's still the most talented quarterback on the roster. It's just you don't really want to play him.
Now,
you don't want to play the guy.
If you think we've been talking about him mentally looking like he lost it, which I think
mentally and emotionally on the field, he lost it.
It's incredible. Like I thought, well, he would just pick the game back up. I didn't think the time off was going to be that big of a deal. I saw Michael Vick come back and look like a better version of himself. Maybe not as quick and in the open field, but I saw him look like a smarter version of himself. I just thought, all right, Watson with that time off, you know, he's not going to lose all his athleticism or anything like that. So he's still going to run around, make a place. And then the guy I saw throwing balls in the dirt, not even close, bad body language.
Well, it sounds to me like you guys think once you have talent, you can't lose talent. Like, you can't lose the athletic ability that you had. Because he did not look like a quarterback to me last year when he was on the field.
But I think he was in his own head. But I said that about Joe. I said, Joe's 40 years old. If Joe was 30, I think that you could sit there and go, hey, Joe's got a lot of talent there, obviously.
Well, Owen, I just 40, don't,
well, I
just,
don't know. I don't even think it was in his head. I think he just lost it. Well, I think it's been
like Chuck Knoblauch.
Yes, I think it's been gone since the moment that he took the year off, right? And then the suspension happened after that. So it was almost 2 full seasons before he got back on an NFL field. And it looked like to me it never came back. We will always go back to the half against Baltimore. That was a half. I was not sold after that half. I know a lot of people were, because there's a feeling of optimism there and the team's record was good and it felt like, oh, they're onto something. I don't know. I think the talent's gone. I think the talent is something that you can have as a younger quarterback. You can definitely have all that raw talent in the world once you turn 30 years old. In the NFL, especially.
So, do you think,
so who is more talented than him on the roster?
Well, yeah, well, on this roster.
You may say his talent's gone, well, but is he still the most on this roster?
Anthony brought it up. Flacco's arm is still the same Flacco arm that it always was. And he still throws the picks that he always threw. And now he's 40-something, and his mobility that was very lacking then is even more lacking, you know?
Oh, and I just have, it's maybe a silly question. It's impossible for you to really answer, but I am curious just what you think philosophically. Like, maybe not Patrick Mahomes. Let's go Josh Allen. If Josh Allen was out of the game, could he lose it? Could Josh Allen just lose it?
Yeah, I think if you don't commit, and I don't believe that Deshaun Watson committed off the field enough to keep his talent level at the top of the NFL talent pool, right? I think that right now, if we had one drive to go win a game with the five quarterbacks on the roster, we had one drive to go win a game, I would take Joe Flacco.
I would take Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco will have the confidence to go down the field. He may get picked off, but he still has the confidence to go down the field. I don't believe Deshaun Watson has the confidence to go down the field.
I could see totally a Watson drive stalling out and going four and out at his own 25.
Yes, I totally agree with Owen on that. The other and two of them I haven't got a chance to see.
Yeah,
if we're between Shador and Dylan, maybe because Dylan has had to do it with three different teams, I'd probably take Dylan over Shador. I'd probably take them all over Kenny, but Kenny, he led fourth quarter drives with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. Remember, we had Anthony Alford sitting in there calling him a stud.
If I've got one choice, right, I can make one choice, and luck is not involved, and it just goes down to skill, who I believe for this one drive, I'll take Joe Flacco over all five of them.
So much can happen around the globe that we never hear of.
I really share in our fans' disappointment, frustration. Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
They've been through some tough battles, right? They know what the playoffs looks like. This team's been battle-tested in the playoffs.
He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucked. He sucked his whole career.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here. I got rumors about him. How he couldn't please his wife, so now he's divorced.
Put a damn winning team on the field.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, we'll start off the NBA Summer League last night, where the Cleveland Cavaliers unfortunately fell to the Sacramento Kings, but they had a show-out performance from one second-round pick, Tyrese Proctor, who had 35 points, 15 of them in the fourth quarter, along with four assists, both team highs, as Proctor was caught up with NBA Australia, talking about how he's getting ready for the NBA.
I feel like, you know, just through trials and tribulations, had a lot of ups and downs, and I think it just made me mentally tough, and it's helped me tremendously.
I mean, that's quite a standout performance, and that could be a potential boost for a Cavs team that may need some toughness, as you've been talking about.
Yeah, I mean, he's 6'5". The reason he got drafted where he got drafted as a combo guard is because he lacked a lot of the athleticism traits, wasn't really explosive off the dribble, and had trouble getting into the paint. But yesterday, watching those highlights, man, that mid-range game is potent. It was potent at Duke, and it was very nice yesterday, and just very crafty. So he would get a guy on his hip and still be able to kind of seal that defender off and finish at the same time. So I liked what I saw. Granted, you know, NBA games are going to be a completely different level, but it was nice to see a little bit of an outburst yesterday.
Summer League isn't what it used to be, but this is really, really promising here and really exciting, because he's going to be needed to contribute in some fashion this coming year with the losses that they've had. He's going to be expected to come in and provide some quality to this organization on the floor in NBA games. So this is a really nice start for this young man.
We've already got the headline from Athlon Sports here. Cavs' Tyrese Proctor looks like the steal of the draft after summer league expansion.
Tone, the steal of the draft. What say you, friend? Second time I've called you friend today, and you don't like that.
I didn't like the first time. That time I kind of liked it. We're a little bit later in the morning.
Interesting.
Getting closer to your vasectomy. You need all the friends
We're
you
all
can
excited
have.
For it.
Probably not steal the draft, but we'll see. We'll see. Look, the first game I saw him in the summer league, it was rude awakening. But yesterday was a very, very nice performance.
No, wait a minute. Last week he was shooting the bleep out of it to start the game, wasn't he?
Just the way that
not wrong.
I think people are a little surprised that he's not just getting by guys with ease. And it's like, well, he really didn't do that in college.
49th overall pick.
Yeah.
If it were Cooper Flagg struggling to get by guys, I think you'd go, whoa, what the hell is going on here? It's 49th pick. Like, if he could get by guys with ease, he would have been picked a lot higher.
Well, if you were Cooper Flagg, you'd be sitting out the rest of this NBA summer league.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get these guys hurt now, do you? I mean, this is a big investment from the Dallas Mavericks.
Speaking of the summer league, Dave McMenamin of ESPN has been covering a lot of the Lakers stuff so far this offseason, and was caught on video yesterday talking about the possibility of this being LeBron's final year in the league.
I think we have to start thinking about it. This could be his last year in the league. Rich Paul told me, yeah, there was no extension talk because we didn't ask for an extension. Now you could say, well, why didn't the Lakers offer it? But Rich Paul's point to me was this wasn't a point of tension. There's a very limited time remaining in his career. We already kind of knew that. We knew that basically since he reached 20 years in the league, he's gone into every offseason contemplating retirement.
I have not been on the LeBron back to Cleveland train like you guys have. I still think that if it's a one-year deal, that's much better of an investment than if
there
it were to be two or three.
Listen, Mitch, there's no way this is his last year in the league. If this was his last year in the league,
we'd already know.
You'd already know, and the ticket prices, every arena would be gearing up already, especially here in Cleveland. Are you kidding me? For his final game, there's zero, unless he sustained a disastrous injury. But even then, after the injury, the comeback in his final year would be the big story. There is zero chance this is his last year in the league. I'll bet anybody on this.
I mean, he has to have a real serious injury happen to him where this is his last season in the league. He has to, because he will come out and he will say it's his last season in the league, exactly what Lyman said, because he's going to be an owner. And this is a little bit of a greasing of the rail to the other owners of what he provides with his name to an NBA franchise, as he will probably be the figurehead of a group that eventually owns the Las Vegas, whatever they're going to be called when they eventually put a team in Las Vegas.
Well, and if he wins a championship, you'd say, oh, he'll go out on top like a John Elway. I don't think there's a chance in hell he would quit. He would say, we're going to try to win another one and go get six and go tie MJ at that point. Yep. So, no, I do not think this is his last year in the league.
Moving on from that, we go over to the ESPYs last night, the most star-studded of athletic events last night because there were no games. Host Shane Gillis had a couple pot shots at some certain Cleveland Browns quarterback, one we can talk about here, in one, Shedeur Sanders.
Shedeur Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. Definitely not nepotism, right? All right.
That's a little mean for a guy who's been...
The standard is pretty low at Colorado, though.
Funny thing is, the people that did not like us even talking about Shedeur Sanders, they would bring up that record, and they would bring up the fact that kind of shrunk against the better teams. Now, we defended him on this show because we looked at what the other teams had and what they had and the offensive line versus those defensive lines. I didn't think he had much of a shot.
They were 1-11, and then they went 4-8, and then they went to a bowl game. That is a nice, nice bump up. I don't know if it's a bump up to really put him in the ring of honor and put his name on the stadium, but his dad is the head football coach. They want to keep his dad as the head football coach. There's certain things that you do, but in the grand scheme of things, they have been a terrible program for the last 20 years, with the exception of like 1 year. They had the Mel Tucker year, which, you know, no more of him. They had the Mel Tucker year, and then what? Didn't they have like 1 year that was like 5-7 with Darren Cheverini or something like that? Like, that was it. They've been terrible. So, yeah, take the positive thing and go with it.
Sanders, by the way, was at the festival yesterday for the Garden Valley Fun Fest. This is him via Channel 5.
It's definitely just get active and actually do it. Sending money and stuff, that's easy, but you have to actually go out there and be in the flesh. You know, I feel like that's more impactful.
He's building himself up publicly, at least, if not on the field yet. He's building himself up with these, like, public appearances in the area.
Well, it's a nice thing for him to go up there and do. I mean, you're talking about people who have been displaced because of their homes burning. I think that was a really nice thing for him to do, and I saw the event. I saw your contemporary, Leah Doherty. She was there live yesterday, and I saw the video of that. I thought it was really, really good.
He's been doing a lot. He's been out and about, not just the workouts, which somehow people are ripping him for filming the workouts, as if every athlete isn't doing that these days. I mean, the guys that have been around the league for years, they're showing their workouts.
Was he not working out? That would be the only issue I would have. You're not working out.
But if you didn't see anything, then those people, what? You think those people would then go, oh, I love the fact that he is keeping his head... You're keeping his head down and getting to work, and we don't even have to hear about it. You would just rip him and think, oh, is he even working out?
I hate to tell everybody, like, he's not the last. He's the first. The next guy, if you draft a quarterback, guess what? He will have a team of people following him around with cameras next year.
That's the future. And
the year after that, and the year after that. They're their own brands. Quarterbacks have more of their own fan bases now than they've ever had because they're going to three different programs now. So he's just the beginning of it, so you better get used to it.
That's it for about last night.
Coming up at 8:22, Mary Kay Cabot going to join us on the show. What?
Nothing on Ohio State winning the 2024-25 Capital One Cup as the most prestigious, most accomplished Division One sports program. Literally, Mitch just going to not talk about that? Interesting.
It's a radio show. Are you going to say something?
I mean, there was some news yesterday regarding Ohio State that... they might not have been so happy about regarding one of their pregame shows.
You are Ross Buckingham right now, man. It is something else. Is it not, Tone? I mean, good God almighty.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.